Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
This is Jeff Ellis. It's Wednesday, December 14th, 2011.
2011, Jeffrey, episode 7.43, the week 15 preview show.
Only three more weeks remain in this NFL regular season. 22 teams are still in the playoff hunt.
I just can't believe we're at episode 43 of the season.
That's about right this time of year.
Is it? Because we're...
What does it feel
quickly,
like it's more?
Yeah, it feels like we've done more this season, which is probably not true.
Absolutely not.
I guess we approach close to 70 every year.
Yeah, and we'll be there the come the end of the Super Bowl.
The Ravies this year are going to be a little special. I can't tell you exactly why right now, but just know that. Have that on your radar, Jeffrey, that the Ravies are going to be a little special this year.
That sounds like a classic Steven tease, if I've ever heard
it. Is a classic Steven tease. But, Jeffrey, we've got lots to talk about. 16 games we have to differ on from here on out. Steven Miranda, we're going to differ on all 16 games.
See.
Because I got to pick the one that I know I'm going to nail. Because from here on out,
my magic
I have to
one.
Be perfect. And I think from here on out, because I am chasing you, I should be able to pick the challenge game the whole rest of the way.
Huh.
You know on that.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
I mean, it's tempting, Steven.
Are you gnawing on that?
No, I've been gnawing on it. I actually closed my eyes to gnaw.
You did.
Because I wanted to really postulate this.
Okay,
and
postulate it.
And
we know what the rules are, but I mean, you have nothing to lose.
Well, I have a lot to lose, Steven.
Well, okay, but
do I not?
I guess. But it's a six.
We met with our marketing guys yesterday,
and they
sure enjoyed my punishment video.
They did enjoy
they
it.
They sure enjoyed it, Steven.
Yes.
And why did they enjoy it?
Because it was funny.
It was ridiculously humiliating and classically funny entertaining.
Speaking of which, I'm releasing it out to the world right now. Can I do that?
Right now? We have a show to do, Steven.
I'm not a multitasker?
No, you're not actually that good at doing a podcast when you're busy doing other stuff.
I could do it with my eyes closed.
Really?
What, I'm closing my eyes. I'm going to click a couple buttons.
And now I'm clicking.
I'm talking and I'm clicking buttons. My eyes are closed.
He's
I know peeking. Exactly what I'm
peeking.
How am I peeking?
Well, why do you need to
how
look I, towards your okay, monitor?
Do you want
peeking?
Me to look this
yes,
way?
I want you to actually.
Because it's hard to have
look
my
at Georgie while you're doing it. I saw Amadeus and Mozart was laying on the floor and playing piano while laying on the floor. And I've seen guys play it behind their backs. And if you just look at Georgie, and why would you not look at Georgie is my question.
Or
Wendell Middlebrooks, if that's the way you go.
Wendell's funny, though.
Wendell's a great guy. Why do we never get Wendell on the show?
Why do we not have his drop playing before we start?
We have
like coming out of the break, like we say, and we'll coming up in a moment, and we play it.
No,
it's
like the NFL Rants and Raves.
This is Wendell Middlebrooks.
Living the high life.
He's like Wendell Miller, the high life man, Middlebrooks, and you're listening to Steven Miranda, Jeff Ellis of NFL Rants and Raves.
Okay,
that was awesome. Or better yet, Dallas Clark. Why don't we have the Dallas Clark drop?
Seriously,
why are we not playing these, Jeffrey?
Got this announcement to make though.
Oh, I don't like announcements.
Sure, you do.
They're ominous.
20 hours ago, we got our Super Bowl credentials.
Super Bowl credentials for Super Bowl 46. We will be there.
Beautiful Indianapolis.
Radio Row. We got Radio Row.
We're good. Radio Row. The only thing we don't know is what the hotel is for the media.
That's okay.
We'll find that out next week.
We'll be in a hotel somewhere. I will find somebody in Indianapolis and just stay with them.
That would be nice.
So there you go. Basically, it's a call out to any of our listeners who are in Indianapolis who want to host me for the entire week.
I'll be in the hotel by myself, which would be really cool.
There
for
you
an
go.
Entire week where I get Jeff time.
I would be hosted by some nice individuals. And, you know, if you guys decide to take me out back and chop me up in little pieces and serve me in your.
Don't do it till after the Super Bowl.
Can you please wait till after the Super Bowl? Yeah.
We've got a lot of commitments to make, and we need to keep those commitments if you're going to kill him. Because remember,
you stroll into the kitchen, and what do you find? A bunch of knives cold staring at you. So,
kids, don't play with too many knives. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, that's
come
the
on.
Only thing I would be kind of afraid of. You know, someone's like, yeah, you could. Well, no, you could stay with me. And then you walk in there and they open the door to the house and you're like, it creaks open and you walk in and it's like Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Or
so,
something.
Steven, I stayed in a stranger's house in the Midwest once.
Really?
Actually, twice
really?
In the Midwest. And have never been treated better in my life, honestly.
Yeah, you know what? I cannot tell a lie. I have stayed in, you know, strangers' homes before. Uh-huh. In my crazy youth, as I trekked the country, you know, strangers, in fact, were like I had never met them personally. Like, we had like, internet communications.
Oh, I see. This is pre-internet.
Yeah,
this is just a friend of a friend.
I see. No, internet communications, but you don't really know the person until you...
So you're in a chat room with
yeah,
these girls.
Yeah, yeah. Why they got to be girls?
I didn't say
Why
that.
Why do they have to be girls in
I
a chat room?
I didn't say that. I just said that.
You did.
There's a huge difference between saying and saying.
It's kind of similar to that. I mean, they were chat rooms. Not necessarily girls. Okay, maybe some of them were girls. I was young, okay? And why are you booing me?
Because we've got great stories here, and you're backpedaling from them as quickly as possible.
I
week
am.
Week 15 is here.
Unlike you, my wife listens to the show. Now we're moving on to week 15. Let's get
Any
to
big injuries?
Some NFL news. Are there any injuries? Well,
I
first.
Big injuries.
Well, pretty big, missing the next 3 to 4 weeks, is Greg Jennings, wide receiver of the Green Bay Packers with a knee injury.
The path to perfection will go without Jennings for the next
few weeks.
It's
going to go without perfection, and I think that might hurt just a little bit. Yes, I know they got Jordy Nelson, and they got Jones, and, you know, the Finley, Jermichael. Yeah, your Michael is going to have to step it up a little bit because he kind of disappeared the last couple of weeks. Trust me, I know he's on my fantasy football team.
Thanks, bro.
Heard a brother down in there.
Yeah.
But Jeffrey, here's the deal. The Kansas City Chiefs this week is on the schedule. You're going to win that game. I mean, seriously, you could go out there
for the
Packers.
Okay.
You're going to go out and you're going to play Kansas City, and I don't care if it's Palco or Orton or Chicken Back
Bumblebee
Tuna.
By the way,
Tuna.
It's not going to be Palco. So
right,
Todd
right,
Haley's
right.
firing.
Cornell
apparently
said, Palco, you're done.
Yeah, you're done.
Because he's not even the second stringer, right?
Correct.
It's Orton if he's healthy.
Orton if he's healthy.
Otherwise, it's Bumblebee Tuna. It's their third string quarterback there.
Yeah, I knew his name before we did.
You
did.
We looked it up, and you know, but still. That's where we are there. So the Packers are going to win this one. And after this one, Jeff, it's wrapped up.
Mm-hmm.
It's wrapped up. They win Sunday. They got home field advantage throughout. Weeks 16 and 17, irrelevant for the Packers.
Okay.
So I'm putting you on the hot seat.
There you go.
Putting you on the hot seat. Come on, hit it.
Oh, man. I don't like the hot seat, Steven.
I know. See how it is?
It's not even like I know where the button is or
Welcome
anything.
Welcome to the hot seat.
Jeffrey, you are head coach of the Green Bay Packers. You are 14-0. You have home field advantage throughout the playoffs. You will get a first round bye. You are the number one seed in the NFC. Do you A, start your starters in week 16 and 17?
Yeah.
And try and go for that undefeated season and risk the possibility of injury to one of your stars? Or B, get your starters their starts for week 16 and 17, but after that first series, pull them and go in with the rest of your team. And if you win, you win. And if you lose, you lose. But the good thing is you're going to have all your stars healthy and ready to go in the playoffs.
As long as they get that playing time, significant reps against another team's ones, I'm okay limiting their role.
Okay. What is limiting their role?
Holding them. I would like to see it be a week 3 of the preseason. You go
so
the
you
first half
first.
And you come out of the second half and make adjustments.
First half.
And that is all I'm comfortable with, Steven, simply because you've got too much time with these guys that are already going to miss. And I think having a bye week is already – it is great to assure that you make it to the next round of the playoffs. It's great to make sure nobody gets hurt. But you fall out of that rhythm. And players are creatures of habit. And having time off does not mean that your team is as cohesive and as sharp as they usually are. And that is my biggest concern.
I don't know.
Why is it that the AFC champion or championship teams, and we've had so many teams with – hang on. Yeah. Let me finish. We've had so many teams that have come in as wild cards to represent in the Super Bowl because they got hot and they kept playing week after week on the road under the most difficult conditions. That keeps that edge on you.
I've learned my lesson. I've taken my cup of tea. I was a strong proponent for the New England Patriots, telling them, you can do something special. You can do something that's never done. And I was like, go get it, New England Patriots. Go get the perfection. You go do it. And I was out there for the Colts. Go do it. And I was mad at the Indianapolis Colts, as a matter of fact, for pulling their starters in week 16 and 17 and not going for the perfection. I was mad at them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what?
What?
They both wound up losing.
Exactly.
The Colts lost to the Saints in the Super Bowl, going 14-2 that year after being 14-0. And then the Patriots lost to the Giants in the Super Bowl, following my advice, going for the perfection, and then winding up 18-1.
Yeah, righty.
So two different teams with two different styles have shown that either way doesn't guarantee you a championship.
Mm-hmm.
So wouldn't you much rather go in with all of your pieces in place, all of your pieces healthy at 15-1 or 14-2, than going in there 16-0, being banged up, potential of losing some of your starters, and then now you have 1 week off where you have to now insert pieces to if anyone gets hurt, and you don't know what's going to happen in the playoffs.
You don't.
Because now you're at that point, the Packers, do you realize they win their next three games? They'll be 21-0.
I do.
21-0 with three games left.
The possibility of maintaining
tension
that
will be on a person heading out of their locker room saying, man, we are now in the playoffs. We are 21. We haven't lost a game in 21 tries. And now if we even mess up for a minutia, it could bite us in the butt. Minutia.
I like that.
It's going to bite us in the butt.
Whom would you rather be? Would you rather be Green Bay sitting here worrying about if they – ever going to lose a game, or would you rather be the Indianapolis Colts who wonder if they'll ever win a game? I mean, honestly, Steven, it's like you're talking about all this pressure. You're talking about all this pressure. It's good pressure, Steven. It's fun. It's called a party. It's a party.
I want to get a New England Patriot on the phone who lost to the Giants.
Get Teddy Bruschi. He likes to talk.
And we'll see if he felt like it was a party. Or especially getting into that third quarter, and they're not blowing out the New York Giants, and they're in a battle.
You working for if Bill Belichick, or you working for
you thought he was a party?
Mike McCarthy.
I'm telling you, man.
You playing in Beantown, or are you playing in North or South Canada, shall we call it?
South Canada.
Seriously, where are you playing?
Instead of North Wisconsin. You're playing with South Canada.
Instead of Northern Wisconsin, I'm going South Canada. seriously, these are such completely different scenarios, environments, personality types. You're not bringing it up anymore. That's a lie. You're going to bring it up again, and you're going to choke on it. So
I am kind of choking on it right now. I'm having my difficulties with this, Jeff. I cannot believe. I guess my thing is
you're dumbfounded.
I cannot believe a little bit.
Yeah,
but I can't believe that you would want someone to try and remember if you're looking at this, you are asking them not to go 19-0. You're asking them to go 24-0.
I know that.
That is something that's never been done, my friend.
I understand that. And you know what? In this National Football League, we're set to see things happen that have never happened before.
All right.
Everyone said it was impossible to have an 0-16 season, and that started happening recently. It's going to happen again.
Well, the Lions.
It's impossible to have a 16-0 season. Well, that happened, and that's going to happen again. These things that have been impossible. It's impossible to break Dan Marino's 1974 passing
record. It's possible
record.
To go 19-0 in one calendar year.
That's what everyone says, but for the last 52 weeks, the Packers have been perfect, and they're going to remain perfect.
I'm just saying, look, I don't care if the Packers win or not.
I know you don't.
I don't know.
You actually think you're decent Jets.
I do. And the thing is if the Green Bay Packers, if their goal, and it's everybody's goal, trust me.
It's everybody's goal.
What is that goal?
To win the Super Bowl.
To win the Super Bowl. That is the ultimate
goal. For crappy teams, is to win your division.
There you go. Let's win our division first.
Yeah. But they know. They said it last year in Dallas.
Win the Super Bowl.
They said, we're going to go out and repeat. Ted Thompson said it. Mike McCarthy said it. Aaron Rodgers said it. All the guys said it. Okay. Greg Jennings, he said it. Donald Driver said it. You left Donald Driver out of the wide receiving corps.
I did. Jeffrey. Because he's old, and I can't believe he's still out on the football field.
He's good.
But anyways, are we gonna cover real quickly God speaking to Tim Tebow?
No.
We're just going to leave that one alone?
Yeah.
Did you see the video yesterday where you're going to hell?
Seriously, Didi pulled up right as I was getting to that spot, we were going out to a fundraising dinner.
Okay.
And so she pulled up right as I got there, and I just saw this man's going to hell, I think it said, with an
something
arrow.
Something like that.
I was laughing, and then it was like toot-toot on the horn. I got to get outside and get in the car.
Oh, I see.
And so I didn't get
it. She didn't let it sink in.
No, but I thought yesterday's video was terrific.
Yesterday's 5 minute football fix was really
I can't
good.
Believe that I said that God told me to put him in. That was just – the things you say sometimes when there's cameras rolling, you don't always know.
It's funny.
Unless, you know, the guys that were with us yesterday watching, we had some observers in the cave yesterday that wandered by the path. And they were dumbfounded that we actually go from being really boring guys that are putting together an outline of what we're going to talk about in our editorial meeting to just next thing, boom, yes, like that.
You're on, baby.
When the red light's on, the cameras are rolling, we just become hyper.
They were also goofballs. A little weirded out that. It was one take.
Oh, yeah. It's always
We're one take one.
Just like the podcast, man. I mean, a lot of people wish we would cut it, you know, but
cut
we're not
it
gonna.
And edit
we're
it
not
out
gonna.
And stuff.
We're not gonna.
No, we're just gonna go with this.
We do what we do.
If we say a boo boo, we keep the boo boo in.
That's
sometimes
right. And
we
you guys can laugh at
sometimes
us.
Sometimes we, you know, well.
Well, if we say an especially naughty word, but we've even gotten lax in that lately.
We have. All right, Jeffrey. The Indianapolis, not the Indianapolis, of course, the Cleveland Browns.
Oi.
You know, Holmgren coming out and having a press conference today saying, basically admitting, we did not check Colt McCoy for a concussion on the sideline. So that was an admission. Great. But here's why.
Yeah, the reason is what bothered me.
He was lucid.
Yeah.
He was talking like everything was fine. And the only thing he was complaining about was his hand.
Yeah.
But
what else did he say?
Our trainers looked at his hand, mm-hmm. And that's what they were focused on, mm-hmm. and they didn't focus on his head.
Because
they did not believe he had hurt his head.
Why did they believe that? Because they didn't see it.
They didn't see it, right. Well, not just because they didn't see it. They also believed that he was acting normally.
They did not believe there was anything that happened to his head because nobody saw it, is what he said.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who the heck is not watching the quarterback constantly? Well, our medical team was busy attending to other injuries. Okay, fine. Who on the coaching staff is not watching the quarterback? Who upstairs in the replay guy is not watching the quarterback? When the crowd erupts with a, oh, when a replay goes up on the screen, you know that means somebody got blown up. Don't you just go and ask somebody? I wonder what just happened there.
Yeah.
Just curious. And, oh, yeah, Colt got blown up on the play. Really? Yeah, can I look at the tape? Oh, my God. His head clearly got blown. Harrison's hit to him was one of the most violent helmet-to-helmets I've ever seen, Steven.
Yeah. There you go.
You have an obligation. That's my rant.
That was Holmgren's, you know, saying.
Did Mike Holmgren see it? I suspect he did. I bet he was watching the play.
He didn't say whether he did or not.
That would have been my first question at the press conference. Mike. Did you see it?
Here's the thing, and I think
did you worry about his head?
Here's what needs to come out of this, and I think Scott Fujita said it best.
Yeah,
Scott Fujita, linebacker for the Browns, who's on the players committee, who said that they wanted a neurological consultant on every sideline.
Yep.
So basically, after every injury, a player comes out for any injury, whether it's to a leg or
turf toe,
what have you. The training staff is looking at that injury, but the neurological specialist consultant is questioning the player, looking at the player, you know, doing all the things to make sure that a concussion was not suffered as well. And I think that needs to happen.
Because as it was, Colt was sent home from practice today with headaches.
With headaches, that's correct.
And he's not been cleared to practice yet. Phil Costa, the Cowboys center, did not practice today.
Yeah, because
because of his concussive symptoms, and
he's
not passed the test yet.
Tests. Yeah, so
and look, this is becoming The kinds of what we're doing midweek is the kinds of things we need to do. Now we just need to make sure that these protocols that have been put in place for game day are actually adhered to.
And, you know, since we're on this, and we didn't talk about this on the last podcast because it just happened yesterday, James Harrison has been suspended this week for the hit that he placed on Colt McCoy. Now,
yeah, I'm actually going there. I'm Jeff taking applause. An opinion on this.
Yeah.
I think what he did was typical of James Harrison. Yes, he's a tough football player. Yes, it's football. It's not capture the flag. Yes, I understand all of these things, and I love football. Everybody loves watching somebody get blown up.
Yeah.
But what everybody wants next is to see that guy get up.
Yeah. You know what? I actually saw a play this weekend where it was a legal hit.
Yes.
Dude got blown up.
I think I know exactly what play you're talking about,
like,
Steven. It was led with the shoulder to the ribs, and blew him up.
Tackled,
he came off the ground
exactly.
And went flying backwards. And I'm like, I love this game.
I love this game.
Because you know what the worst thing that's going to happen to that guy? Broken rib.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Separated shoulder. Oh, no. You might miss 2 weeks. Yeah. Oh, no. What James Harrison is doing is potentially putting people's lives in danger.
Don't target the head. Don't target
but,
the
but
head.
But is it because,
but
it,
it's
is
because,
it because the
player
the
moved? No, you're targeting your. You're going too high. If the head moves an inch and you hit it,
you were going to hit it no
whether
matter what.
It moved an inch or
it
not.
It had to move 2 feet for you to miss it, dude. Come on, dude.
My problem with James Harrison is well documented. Go out and watch yesterday's fix. Is his LOL after finding out he got suspended. Laughing out loud, really, dude? That's what you're going to do after learning that you've just been suspended for a really big
Monday
night football game?
Steven, he wouldn't piss on the commissioner if he was on fire.
Well, you know what? He doesn't.
That's different. You can not piss on the commissioner if he's on fire, but you do not laugh out loud, again, about possibly killing someone and about taking yourself out of a critical game in a playoff stretch.
And like I said yesterday, it's going to take a coach like Mike Tomlin or his defensive coordinator, someone who he does respect. Because he doesn't respect the league.
I can't put anything in their hands. We're too stupid.
Doesn't respect the commissioner and doesn't respect the league. But he's going to have to – someone who he does respect is going to have to step in and say, hey, you got to change up.
Yep.
You got to –
Until my mama says I'm dirty, I'm not dirty.
You dirty dog.
Well, have your mama call me because I can explain to her exactly why what you're doing is wrong.
You dirty. All right. And finally Wade Phillips, defensive coordinator of the Houston Texans, is taking a medical leave of absence for a scheduled surgery that he's going to have later this week, which
Lap
means
–
I'm sorry, no, it's Lap a – it's a no, no.
It was a joke. It was a joke. I joke.
Kidney. He had a kidney condition. Kidney surgery, an operation. He feels good. But anyways, the team hasn't given a – they said he's going to be back. They don't know exactly when – but that means that Reggie Herring, the linebackers coach, is going to be the calling the shots, be doing the play calling.
It's late enough in the season, Steven. I don't know how long Wade is scheduled to be out, but I think you can miss a game or two probably because you've got your team doing what they need to be doing.
You've clinched the division. You're in the playoffs.
Yeah, but you need to keep winning.
You need to keep winning. The thing is that the reason the Houston Texans have won these last two games against Cincinnati and against Atlanta because of that defense.
That defense.
They didn't win because of T.J. Yates, although T.J. Yates was serviceable last week, and he got them the final drive to score the winning touchdown there.
But
that defense kept them in the game. And
defense wins championships. Defense. With what we're trying to do and where we're trying to go, we dominate today.
So now you're asking that defense –
to go without its chief.
Yeah, no chief. Your chief isn't going to be around
for a
little
while. General's not there.
It's now the
second in command's up. Next man up.
Next man up.
And dude, that's what the Houston Texans been doing all year. Next man up. Matt Leinart, you're up. You know, Kevin Walter, you're up. Kenny, who's the running back? Who's the other running back?
Ben Tate,
you're up, dude. Mario Williams? Well, we can't really replace Mario Williams.
But the defense has been doing pretty good without him.
Fantastic. This team, I love this team.
They're number one defense in the league, only giving up 274 yards per game.
Where do I put them in my powerful rankings? I'm pulling that up right now.
Yeah, they were a little low.
Were they? That's not right. I shouldn't have put them low, Steven.
Maybe they were higher. see. I don't know.
Don't know.
What I'm talking about.
Okay. Well, let's get ready for the games, and I'll look at the powerful rankings.
Did I admit something to you about your powerful rankings from last week?
What?
That after you email them
Houston
in.
Houston is seven.
Okay.
Right on seven. The cusp of silver.
Yes, right on the cusp of silver. When you. Yeah, see.
What?
I don't know.
What's wrong with my powerful rankings?
Maybe Houston
bro?
Should be silver. They're 10-3.
Silver? With the third string quarterback?
Everybody else is 10-3 is silver.
I understand that, Steven. And
you're putting them with 8-5 Denver, Jets, Giants, Detroit, and Atlanta. I'm just saying.
It is all, but at least I got 12 teams in the medal.
You do. You
now,
do.
Not yeah. all those teams are going to go to the playoffs, but they should, if you ask me. Wouldn't this be a great playoff
no.
situation here?
No.
To have these 12 teams in? No, because the Cowboys aren't in it.
That's right.
Yeah, besides that.
Fine. Swap the Giants and the Cowboys, and then we're good.
Yeah, if the Giants had – you know, like lost to the Cowboys, I might have an easier time doing that.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, at the end of the day, come week 17 and that game is over,
mm-hmm.
that's what you will have. But I'm mm-hmm. just saying, I'm good. Well, you know what? Guarantee right now.
Cowboys
I already got
playoffs.
One guarantee. I'm guaranteeing it right now. They're going to turn it around. They're going to know. They know that they need to be aggressive. Defense is going to shape up. Cowboys in the playoffs. I just said, right now, I just felt the gut. I just felt it. Boom.
$100.
Man, why does it always got to be money with you?
Because that
can
makes
it,
people.
Can,
that,
it, be,
see,
can it be one of those bets where, you know, where I get $100 and you get 10? You're giving me 10-1 odds?
No. Because okay, that little well, part of you go. Inside, that little is. I'll do a halfway proposition because
but,
I still believe that they will
what's
not.
A halfway proposition.
You pay me 50 and
oh,
I pay you 100.
I see.
They have identical records, virtually identical schedules.
I want some
schedules.
Odds now. Come on.
I'm laying you off.
Hey, I'm hurting financially. I got to go to the Super Bowl in a month and a half.
Yeah, I'm not going. No.
Yeah, you're
I've got a kid starting university in a
that
few
is
months.
True. That is true. He's going to take
and you know
he's
what?
Gonna take a lot of your money.
He won't
take
go
a lot of
to
money.
Cal State LA.
No, really?
That little bit. He won't go to Cal State LA.
So has he decided yet?
No, he's narrowed it to two schools. They're both giving him 40% academic scholarship, so the baseball thing, we'll see.
Yeah, so but still 40% is
40% of $40,000 is a lot of money.
It is.
That we owe 60% of $40,000.
So wait a minute. So seriously, $40,000 a year for the whole
that's
thing?
That's normal. Yeah, you get meals and you know room and board and things.
But that's per year?
Per year!
Not for like his four
no!
years of schooling?
No, that was when you and I went, punk.
Holy bejesus, because I paid $38,000.
Right, for the whole thing.
For 4 years of
yeah.
school.
Yeah.
He's got to pay.
His school's $142,000,
so
$139,000.
You're saying at the end of the day, when he is done 4 years of school,
$160,000. Now, he's going to get 40% of that 60. Free because he's a great student.
160 G's.
This is
though.
The state of, and get ready for your girls, my friend.
Yeah, my girls are going to.
Because they dang well better. I mean, you know what my son's
are
grades
to,
are. Cal
yeah.
State LA?
Yeah.
It's looking pretty good at them,
yeah,
PCC?
Good.
Pasadena City College, yeah.
PCC. No, I told my girls, I was like, look, this is like, just daddy's going to pull it up. Look, my parents never told me anything.
My parents didn't either.
I knew that when I was going to college, I was going to have to fend for myself. I knew that.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that until I was a senior in high school.
Right.
I'm telling you now, you're in the fifth grade. You better A's, man. I'm talking about super
yes.
A's.
Yes.
I'm talking about you got to be a great writer because you're going to write some great
right.
essays, and you're going to apply to everything because you're a quarter black, you're a quarter Hispanic, and you're half white. So you're going to get all kinds of opportunities to get all kinds of scholarships, and you're just going to go get them all, and you are going to get 120% of your college education paid for you.
And that half white, by the way, is like 1/8 German and 1/16 English.
There
and,
you go. See?
And 1/32 American Indian.
So
hello.
So we can
shouldn't
go.
A casino be giving my family money?
Yeah.
Because I'm 1/16 Cherokee Indian.
I don't think my wife divulged that information that she was 1/16 Cherokee Indian.
Yeah.
Well, she did not divulge that information.
Where'd my money?
Exactly.
So Steven, seriously, if you really believe that the Cowboys will be there playing in February.
Financially, I cannot.
In January 9th.
Financially, I can't.
You can't commit to
I
that.
Can't commit to a $100
And
wager.
You know what, friends? Let this be a life lesson for you. Never make a bet that your wallet can't cash.
Exactly. See, okay? I like to honor my bet.
Absolutely.
If I lose
the dumbest
bet,
thing you could do
I'll be able to pay
is
it.
To go all in and then more, and you don't got the more. Dude, you see it. What happened was I meant to get the money, but see the ATM, it was broken.
Yeah. The only time you can ever do that is if you're playing poker with your spouses, and then Jeff says, honey, can
I borrow? I need $5.
Give me $5.
I need $5.
And then they start writing each other IOUs on a napkin.
And then I start drinking more, and then I don't even remember the next day.
Oh, my God. Did I ever show you the video?
No, you never showed me the video.
My gosh.
If I saw a video of me
to show you
with
the video
too much to drink, Steven,
of you stumbling into the bedroom, falling on your bed, taking your pants off, but they just go down to your ankles. Like you were trying
I meant to get them off. I just forgot to finish.
You're just laying there like this with your arms back, snoring, and your pants at your ankles. I'm like, I got to take a video. And even Didi was like, yeah, you got to take a video of that.
If anybody showed me this, I would probably never drink again.
I got to show it to you then. It is hilarious. It's on my iPad.
Do you want Jeff to be sober for the rest of your life?
No, I like drunk Jeff.
Happy Jeff is fun. Happy Jeff is fun. People at Dee Dee's Christmas party are like, you were a lot more fun last year.
I was drinking last year. There was alcohol. There was no alcohol last year.
I had a lot to drink, but it was like throughout, it was 5 hours. I had like five martinis or something and a lot of water.
Yeah.
I balanced things a lot better this year. And
so you weren't as fun.
I balanced. I wasn't. But, you know, what are you going to do?
Jeff's not fun.
I like to be more responsible. I like to be able to drive my wife home from her own Christmas party.
What did we learn today? Jeff's not fun when he hasn't had a little to drink. All right, that's not
yeah.
I'm ready to start picking some games. I suspect, Jeffrey.
Well, I told you. Oh, I told you some of mine. I have got 9 road winners this week. 9.
And I have 7.
There you go. We're not going to differ on a lot.
Bring
it on. Here we go.
It's already been brought.
Now, Steven, what
it's
I need to know before we
been
start.
Brought.
It's already been brought 10. Have you reordered these?
I have. That's funny.
I just need to know.
No, I figured, you know what? Jeff really starts to cry when I reorder
stuff. Don't. It's just frustrating because I don't put a lot of work into it. I just sort generally.
And
I leave them in time order within their particular games of the week, must-see games. In fact, what did we get on Facebook? Did we get a lot of answers to my question of who should be El Juego Grande Estupendo de la Semana? I asked that on Facebook the other day, and I don't remember getting an answer.
I don't think we got an answer.
I don't know if I actually posted it like I thought I did.
Jeffrey, before we continue and before you cry and stuff that you didn't do it, do you have something for this day in history in 2001? Because we're at 2001.
Yeah. You know what, Steven? And think about it. It is December 14th, 2001. Think about it.
Yes.
It's a couple, 3 months after your birthday.
A few months after 9/11.
Yeah. We're just a few months after 9/11. Most of the news is still really dark. And so I was trying to find something that wasn't especially dark.
Yeah. Did you find something?
No.
No.
So we're just going to
skip it
today.
No,
President Bush
just
pledges to get Osama bin Laden dead or alive, no matter how long it takes.
Let's just, I tell you
and
what.
We can now report he is now no longer with us.
Can you just find 11 more people, whether they're friends.
Get us further from 2000.
Get us to 2012.
2001 was just, Steven wants to eliminate this fun game of this day in Facebook.
I just want it done.
So if we have 11 more friends on, we lost a follower today on Facebook.
We did. We were at
2012, and things were 2. Things would have been fine.
Now 2001.
We're back at 2001.
So,
and U.S. base under fire during detainee transfer. All the news is
bad.
They
didn't like me going off on James Harrison yesterday.
Yeah.
So they laughed.
How the Daisy Cutter bomb works. There's so much bad. That was a really bad year.
We're done with that.
I know. So get us to 2012, and then I can't do my little featurette anymore.
That would be awesome.
Okay. Now, what's funny, Steven, is, here we go. Guess which 15 game will be El Juego Grande Estupendo de la Semana. We got a lot of comments on that.
We did get a lot of
New
comments.
New England versus Denver, Steelers-Niners.
Those were the two that were the primary ones.
Pats get Tebowed. Tom Brady versus, Pats Broncos, Falcons, Jags. No game involving the Jaguars will be El Juego Grande. The outcome has to be in doubt.
I think they
just were kidding. It's probably Patriots, Broncos. Yeah, they were kidding.
They were being funny.
I've got a sneaking suspicion it's Lions, Raiders. Might have the most penalties
of
the week.
Another
that
funny.
Was funny.
Yes.
Steelers 49ers, Cleveland Zona looks good. That's true. Bills Finns. No, wait. 49ers versus Steelers. So there you go. Let's get started with it.
El juego grande estupendo de la semana.
Not just because we're going to be there.
Steelers,
but we are.
10-3, travel to San Francisco to face the San Francisco 49ers, also at 10-3, Monday Night Football on ESPN.
Candlestick Park will be rocking.
Rocking. Now, you're saying we're going to be there. Has that been? Is that a confirmation? Because I need, if it is, I need to pass that information along to the missus.
You haven't told her?
Well, she heard. She watches everything we
right.
do. And she heard, so she asked, "Is that confirmed?" And I was like,
"We don't
well,
need confirmation. Steven, were we confirmed for the Super Bowl? Not until yesterday.
But that was.
But we
different.
Knew that.
That was different. Like we kind of get on the website and we kind of see the statuses and stuff as they happen. This is something that was out of our control.
Yeah.
We don't get a status report.
But we have enough people surrounding it on different sides that we can make it happen one way or the other.
All right.
So the official side, we're still waiting to hear. And if that doesn't happen, then we would go the unofficial route. And it's all good.
Okay.
It's all good.
So
Monday, we're doing
so
the
we
show.
We're doing 5-minute football
fix. We're doing a 5-minute football fix.
Jumping in the car. What about jumping a podcast?
We'll do that in the car on the drive.
How are we going to record a podcast on the drive?
I can multitask. I can multitask.
So now you're mocking me.
So this is mocking
Steven Miranda show.
Well, this particular second, I don't think I mocked you before
you
this.
You did a little earlier.
Nah, I really don't think I did.
Okay.
So, yeah, and then we drive up to San Francisco.
Yes.
South San Francisco as it is.
Yes.
And we get there early enough to beat the traffic. Yes. We do the game, and we drive home.
Ouch.
And the game will get done.
You're really serious about the turnaround
it's
drive home.
Eight, the can game we? Will be we'll be out of the stadium at 9:30. The traffic will be a bear.
Really, 9:30?
9:30.
After we go down and do the press room and the locker
rooms. Okay, 10,
rooms and
10, 10. Worst case scenario, we're at our car at 10 o'clock. We're home here by 3:30 in the morning.
Can't we call your brother up and, you know, we can make a pit stop,
stop
at
Turlock? He'd love that, but he's in Santa Cruz on Mondays. But,
okay.
You know, my niece's Wayne's sister-in-law would love that.
And well, there you go. You know,
nephew.
We could sleep, and then we get up, you know, at 6, and, you know, Kim makes us a nice breakfast, and then,
do that.
And then we're on the road.
Well, that gets us into Turlock around midnight, which is not bad.
Yeah.
So stop in Turlock on the way. You know, Turlock, for friends who don't know, is the key to the Central Valley.
It is.
So,
I
hello,
mean, right
where
there.
Would you rather be than in Turlock? And it is the home of Cal State Stanislaus as well. That's
why
my favorite university to say with a speech impediment.
Why?
Can you think of a better place for a person with a speech impediment should not attend Cal State Stanislaus? It's great.
You're just making fun of people now.
No, I'm not. I'm just being me. I'm
you,
being a goofball.
I see. All right. Let's get back to
Pittsburgh, San Francisco. We don't know if Ben Roethlisberger's going to play.
Well, he's day-to-day. That's what they're saying.
And
with
he
his
really ankle. Is probably a game-time decision. And if he's a game-time decision, guess what, friends? He's playing.
Yes. He's playing, and the Niners are going to be playing. And
James Harrison won't be playing.
There is no James
And that gives
Harrison.
A nod toward the good guys here wearing the gold helmets.
I'm changing my pick.
To San Francisco?
Yeah, the Niners aren't going to lose two in a row.
The Niners have only lost to really good teams.
That's not in there.
Well, good teams. Arizona doesn't count as a really good team. They just, yeah. I think they're feeling
and
this
right
way.
Now, and they're lost to the Cowboys. That's not a really good team right now.
That was a remarkable game, Steven. You were there.
Yeah.
Tony Romo with broken ribs.
It was crazy circumstances.
And their loss, again, much like a Cowboys loss, was more of a coaching fault than anything else.
Yes, it was. It was Jim Harbaugh.
It
wasn't
on the personnel.
It was Harbaugh.
This 49ers team is good, Steven, but this Pittsburgh Steelers, I was so happy to get them out of the lone silver team.
That was only able to score 7 points on the Cleveland Browns until 2 minutes left in the football game, where Ben threw a pass and the corner slipped, and Antonio Brown took it to the house to make it 14-3.
You'd think you're watching a Broncos game, how weird this was.
If they could only put up that kind of points in Cleveland, how do you expect them to come into San Francisco and score any kind of points?
They're gonna
this is
fine,
a defense
Steven.
That held the Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore to 16 points.
Yeah, the problem is that the passing game, and especially the red zone for the 49ers, is abysmal.
That is my only concern.
That is a huge concern.
Defensively, they're going to be fine. Offensively, they're going to have to start making some touchdowns instead of field goals. But I don't see.
Everyone likes talking about how good the defense of the 49ers is. They're number one against the rush. They haven't had a rushing touchdown scored on them all season. However, the thing that is different between these two teams is that you can throw on them. They're middle of the pack, 235 yeah. yards a game.
Okay.
The Pittsburgh Steelers defense is number one against the pass, number six against the run. That is a balanced defense.
Yes.
And, by the way, the San Francisco 49ers have a heck of a time scoring points and going up against basically the top defense in the NFL. That, Steven, is the reason that I'm taking the Pittsburgh Steelers okay. in this game.
I don't like them coming across the country on the road Monday night.
Okay. Last time
with a beat up Ben Roethlisberger.
They went into Seattle and the 12th man and won 24-0.
One hit, and you're looking at Charlie Batch.
Okay. They came out to Arizona and beat the Cardinals by 12 points. This is the same trip.
That was Arizona.
Week 7.
Before the defense figured out what kind of defense they were playing.
Okay, but you're saying that you don't like them coming out west. And I'm saying they've actually done it successfully.
It's a longer trip.
Not that Arizona. It's the same.
Against the caliber of a San Francisco 49er team.
Yeah, well, they
Arizona and San Francisco not same. Yeah, Arizona just beat
again,
the Niners.
San Francisco has one of the best records in the NFL.
Okay.
So how many teams have the best record in the NFL out west? There's nothing
None.
To compare it to.
Just,
so you're basically arguing from zero.
No, you're saying they've
size.
Made. You're the one who's saying they've made the trip and
they don't,
taking
those games
care
don't
of this.
Count.
They don't.
Winning in Seattle counts. That's a tough place to play. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
It's one of the hardest places to play.
Okay.
Tell me about a harder place to play. Heinz Field.
There are probably five or six other stadiums that are pretty hard to
maybe
play.
Maybe five.
Okay.
Kansas City doesn't count anymore.
Not anymore.
Used to, but don't. It hasn't for
anymore.
A couple of years.
It's a pretty bad stadium. It's tough to go into Philly. It's tough
Not
to go.
Not this season. I'm talking about right now.
Okay.
Right now and historically, you combine them, and what do you come up with? So anyway, you can take San Francisco. That's fine. I'm going to put you down for San
the
Francisco.
The Redskins went into Seattle and beat Seattle.
Yep, and nobody understands why. And there's been a lot. I mean, look, the Saints lost to Jacksonville. So lots of crazy things have happened this year.
The Saints lost to the Rams.
That's better.
That's worse, actually. But making
your
point.
We differ on that one, exactly. Let's get on to the games of the week, baby. Baltimore Ravens, 10-3, another one of the 10-3 big boy clubs, go to San Diego to face the Slumber Chargers.
The Slumber Chargers. Football night in America, Sunday night football. Jeffrey was at one point talking craziness like, let's go to this game, and then we turn around and then we go to Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
And we put the brakes on him and said,
no.
Kibosh. Put the kibosh on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I felt kibosh too.
Were you kibosh?
Disappointed. Dude, when you got two of the best games of the week playing within a 4, 5, 6 hour drive,
yeah,
you kind of got to at least
when we make
it
big and we've got the whole network and we've got the whole staff and then
yeah.
someone can make a flight arrangement
well,
for us.
I don't
and
want
we
a
can,
flight.
You know.
It's too short for a flight. I just want a driver.
Oh,
I want us
okay.
to sit in the back and actually do the podcast
okay.
in the back of our town car.
All right, so now we in the town. Now we need a bus.
Oh, we want a Madden
now
Cruiser?
Now we need a Madden Cruiser.
With a recording studio inside.
Inside, well, we could record
I
our
get
podcast.
Carsick, probably.
Really?
From reading notes? I don't know. I don't know.
No, it's not different from a car. When you're like in a big bus like that, it's a lot different from a car.
I haven't been in a rock and roll bus before.
Okay. I have. And it's a lot comfortable.
Do you want to tell me about that?
Not right now.
Maybe at lunch.
Look.
Baltimore Ravens,
you
10-3.
You know more about that story already than you are leading to believe.
Yeah, I like
but
to
we're
play
not,
in ignorance.
Yeah, we're not. We're never going there on this show.
No.
I'm just telling you that right now.
What if let's say it's 50 years from now.
Maybe.
Thank you.
And
that's all
I
want.
And just so you know,
that's all I want.
I am hella nervous about this Super Bowl. I'm just saying, and that's all I'm saying about that.
Is all.
Hella nervous. So there you go.
Okay.
Anyways.
He and John Mellencamp were lovers. It's now finally that's coming out.
Little Pink House.
Little Pink House was actually, it's actually a sexual innuendo.
So let's not go there anymore. But anyways, it's a lot different than just riding in a town car.
Okay.
You don't feel that.
The vibrations and
the
stuff.
The movement.
Got it.
Yeah. So.
Okay, Baltimore-San Diego, Steven. The San Diego Chargers, I'm giving them one final chance.
I'm not.
And I'm sure that that's the case.
I'm done.
One final snowball's chance in hell for San Diego to be at home and to actually say, look, if Tebow stumbles, if this defense stumbles, if the special teams stumble, we could still win the division. Sure, we're in second to last place.
So now I got to think about this because Denver hosts New England earlier in the day.
Yeah.
So they'll already know
the
outcome.
No, they're playing simultaneously. These are both 1 o'clock starts.
No, San Diego is Sunday Night Football.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking at Detroit. So you're right. San Diego will know the outcome that New England has beaten Denver.
And so then they'll want to go out and ball.
Yeah. So Denver will go to 8-6, and they go, if we win, we're 7-7. We're one game out
with two to play.
Yeah. San Diego's got to do it. They've got to do it, Steven. Don't puke in your mouth.
I'm going to stick with Baltimore for right now.
Okay.
I need to do a little more research.
You're going to wait to see what happens with the Denver game? That's actually a pretty good idea. Because if Denver Tebow's Tom Brady at all,
it's over for the Chargers,
and it don't matter.
Then, yeah, they'll go out.
It don't matter. They'll go out and they'll stink it up. Or maybe they'll just finally relax and play well.
Maybe that's
because they sure look like they're pressing a lot.
Yeah.
Kind of had it with these guys. I'm fed up. Baltimore, I think, is terrific.
I'm going to stick with my Baltimore
I think this Baltimore team is great, but I do think the fact is that they're due to lose again. And, again, when they lose to teams like Jacksonville and Seattle and Tennessee, these are losses.
You know what, man? See, the Pittsburgh now game against San Francisco, it was Baltimore who came and lost in Seattle.
There you go. Sleepless in Seattle. The Baltimore edition. And so this team doesn't get up for big games. And San Diego is kind of a possum laying in wait. Yes, they beat down the Colts last week, 24-10.
Here's the thing. San Diego offensive line is hurting. It is being held together by a couple of Band-Aids and Elmer's glue. That is how that offensive line is being held.
Elmer's wood glue or standard white glue?
Standard white glue.
That's not good, Steven.
And here comes the Baltimore Ravens defense that gets after the QB. I'm actually fearing a little bit for Phillip Rivers in this game.
Again,
I like the guy.
Great defense in this game.
I'm going to go with
it. It would not surprise me at all if Baltimore won, and I may change my pick on this, Steven.
I may not let you because I may make it the challenge game.
Well, if that's a possibility, then I'm actually going to switch it to Baltimore because I honestly –
See, you're a big chicken. Just stay with your guns. Stay with your team.
I'll go get
Don't
my guns.
Don't change because – Not with your guns.
You asked me to not bring
stick
guns
with
into
your
the
gut.
Cave.
Stick with your gut.
Well, my gut is attached to me, so I got to stick with that.
You know what I mean.
I do.
Don't be taking challenge games away from me.
I've given you San Francisco, Pittsburgh already, and we've only talked about two games. Ooh.
So we need to get to Detroit at Oakland. The Raiders fighting for their lives. One game back of Tebow and the Broncos. Boom, boom, fighting. Boom, they almost boom, took boom. A knockout blow last week by losing to Green Bay.
Yeah, Baltimore has to win this game, so I'm done there. Steven, Baltimore has to win this game.
I don't like you.
Because of their division. Because of their division. They got
the
Cleveland
Browns. You
know
what? You were taking me to lunch. And now
you're not
going to
let me buy you lunch
and
now?
Now you're still buying me lunch, but I may not talk to you during lunch.
Screw you, then. You're not going to lunch. Real simple. You ain't getting my car. I forgot about the whole Cincinnati Bengals and the Steelers and that these guys are battling for this division. And
who
knows?
That keeps
you I
might go
at a high
to San
level.
Diego.
That's fine. But I'm very comfortable with Baltimore. San
if
Diego
New England does beat Denver, I do maybe
deserve the right.
San
okay,
Diego.
Detroit at Oakland, Steven. Oakland to me is just a big car accident. It's become a nightmare scenario. And honestly, Carson Palmer's happy to be playing and getting paid double duty. But this team is becoming
but
bad.
But the thing is that the Detroit Lions last week struggled with a pretty bad Minnesota Viking team without Adrian Peterson on the road. Here they're going on the road again. Oakland has been a much better football team in Oakland than they have been on the road. I'm going to take the Raiders.
You're taking the Raiders. You can have the Raiders, and I would give you money to make this the challenge game to wrap up my life.
How much money?
A 10 spot.
And it's going to take a lot more than
that. Yeah, that's what I thought.
All right. So there we differ on that. Seriously, I think that, look, the Detroit Lions last week, they showed they got chinks in their armor. And literally, I would have paid. That's just bad. I would have paid money for the Minnesota Vikings and Joe Webb to gotten that one play that was deserved them, that face mask penalty that did not get called. I would have paid money to see that play.
This team, when they lost, when they beat Minnesota, just barely, as you point out, came off back-to-back losses at the hands of the Saints and the Packers. They were reeling, okay? They got their feet back under them. Now they get their full sea legs back underneath them, and they go out and they take care of business. I'm very comfortable with this. Ndamukong Suh returns from his suspension, and I really believe he probably starts to get it, and he goes out and starts to smack people in the mouth within the legal rules of the NFL.
For that, I got $5 that there's a personal foul penalty called on Ndamukong Suh. I got $5 right now. That's all I got, $5.
That scares me.
I got $5. I
got
$5.
I just want this guy to turn
bucks.
Out to be a good guy.
There will be a personal foul call penalty of some kind on Ndamukong Suh.
Okay, I'll take that bet. Mostly because of the car accident.
What about the car accident?
That was him showboating.
Him
he was showboating.
Yeah.
And while being suspended, he did a little showboating.
Yes.
And most of us, we've had
that
periods in our lives.
That is what tells me he's going to come back to this game and try to make a statement. I'm Ndamukong Suh! And he's going to do something that's going to draw a 15-yard penalty.
I hope he's young enough to be a humbled little Tigger.
That dude's not a humble little Tigger, man. Come on.
Steven, when you're not looking
for – I'm barely humble little Tigger.
But you are.
I am.
Now.
It's taken a while.
I've had to have a few years with you.
Exactly. Well, now look at Ndamukong Suh.
Yeah, he hasn't spent any time with
who
me.
Who was out there trying to make him – hey, you got to be a humble little Tigger, dude. Nobody.
Jim Schwartz. I mean, really?
Really?
Well, I mean, kind of.
I will gladly take your $5. As a matter of fact, this is one where you have to give me $20.
No,
and I
no,
give you five.
No.
Look, it's the holidays, man. I got presents.
What's happened to your fantasy football teams that always buys you nice holiday cheer?
I am only in two Money League playoff teams.
What about Rants and Raves?
The big money. No, I got knocked out last week. Last week was
no, you're still in League 8, I know, because you and me
those aren't
and Jordan.
Big money leagues.
I asked about Rants and Raves. And
in Rants and Raves, I am in 6 of the 10.
Okay, good. I'm representing in 3.
Okay.
And you and I happen to be in 1 together,
yes.
Unfortunately.
Yes. 2 together, I think.
Which sucks. Because we don't like to give prizes.
Yeah,
we like
the
to
big
win.
Money leagues, I suffered massive injuries. I mean, it was.
Or you had Brandon Jacobs last week.
No, last.
With the 1 point.
No,
that was
last,
Rich.
That was Ahmad
Rich. Wait, where's my Nelson for Rich? That was too funny.
Rich doesn't care.
Warning,
Rich is one of the guys who made the RARN Big Money League.
I know that, but just in the regular playoffs. Regular Rants and Raves League, he lost by 2 points to me, and he had he wasn't suspended. He was
Ahmad Bradshaw, who did
– what did they call
team
it?
Team violation.
Discipline. Team discipline kept him off the field for the entire first half.
Yeah, and then he only got like 4 carries.
And he ended up with 1 fantasy point,
yeah.
And I won by – 2 fantasy points, and he usually gets 8 or 9, 10, and I would have been knocked out of the playoffs.
Wow!
But as it was, I proceeded.
So there's no big money. There's no not
there's
gonna
no
be big
money.
Money.
So my big present's not coming.
No.
Well, I'm
it's
returning.
Be...
Okay, that's cool.
Wow.
What?
Well, and then the thing is, my wife she usually takes care of all the Christmas presents.
Yeah.
Right. Except yours, and Jordan. She puts
that's
me
as it
and
should
Jordan
be. Again, more free advice for everybody
free
out
advice.
There. More free advice for everybody. Let the women buy for the women and the guys buy for the guys. Yeah. It's so much easier.
So there you go. So you got you and Jordan are on my list. And but I'm like, she's like, do you have any ideas? I'm like,
oh, yeah,
no.
$15 for the Jordan. Two of them.
No. But she's like, but
I get the $10
you
Starbucks
don't give
gift
me any. So you're getting gift cards. That's what you're getting because you guys don't tell me
but I don't
anything.
Even use my gift cards. They sit in my car and collect dust.
You should use them.
I know, especially the Burke Williams. I'm stressed. Okay.
Do you want me to add a little more to your Burke Williams?
No, I could have like a 4-hour massage probably.
I could use one. Will you split it with me?
You said you're not giving me a talk
right.
to me at lunch.
All right, so New England, Denver. Now, dude, we
Tebow.
Are, look, six-minute
Tebow.
Offense. This is something the Tebow. Dallas Cowboys need to learn. The six-minute offense right here. Ready?
Here we go.
Here we go. New England at Denver. Tebow. Tebow's on the cover of Sports Illustrated. He's on the cover of the new NFL magazine. He is on the cover
Vanity
everywhere.
Fair,
and if you want an autograph, it'll only cost you $300. So,
$250 to get an autograph. If you want it personalized, that's $300.
Yes,
and Tim laughs his way to the bank, and then you know what he does with that check? He buys another hospital in the Philippines.
Yeah, that's – you know, that's why you can't hate on him.
Oh, but people do hate on him still. Lots of haters. The Republicans went out and did a poll today to find out if they should include him in any of their adverts.
Yes.
Just even a photo of him saying, well, these are the American values that we want us all to hold on to. And they put a picture of Tim Tebow, 48% negative. Ooh.
It was actually 48% positive.
Okay, 52% not positive.
No, yeah, 52%
not positive.
48% not positive, and then the other 4% were like,
yeah, you're looking to make political adverts that are really going to get something done. You can't have somebody as divisive as that. So, Steven, yeah. People don't have to like him, apparently.
No.
But he does a tremendous amount of good with his money.
He does. And, he does. And you know what? Apparently he sells a lot of magazines because he's on the cover.
I didn't even finish. I was at Vanity Fair last or People and Good House.
You know what? Sports Illustrated, though, it's very interesting they picked this week to put him on the cover. You know they have their SI cover. You,
I said
you
they
get
got
on the
a
cover,
wager on it.
And it's like they've been on the Patriots.
They've been on the Patriots. And so they
who
want
are
the curse.
Only six-point favorites.
Six-point
favorites.
You were
making fun. A Dallas going on the road and only being 7-point
favorite. I said that sounds right, that's not an outrageous amount of points to be favored by on the road. And
seriously?
You disagree with me, and that's fine. To
no,
me,
I'm just saying seven is a big number.
Anything above seven on the road counts as a big number to me. For you to be favored by more than a touchdown is a big number to me.
Jeffrey,
7.5 is way bigger than seven.
You got to remember it this way.
I know you get three for home.
Seven at home. Seven on the road
means
is 13 at home.
Okay.
13 at home. That's big.
Okay.
Anywhere.
Okay.
So I'm just saying they're trying to tell me that the Patriots aren't
also
better than the Denver Broncos by more than 6 points on the road.
On the road, in Mile High. No, I'm here's the Patriots defense sucks.
Would you bet the Patriots?
Of course I would.
To win the game or to
cover,
to cover the
win and cover.
Yes. I would too.
Yeah, me too. But how much would you wager? Think of $20? $25?
I put $35 on it.
Okay, but why not $100?
Because I don't have $100. If I had $100, I'd put $100.
Would
Are
you?
We saying if I had
let's say
I
that
had
you
what?
Were a man of means within reason.
Okay. I put $100 on it.
Not $200?
Okay.
This is my question.
Okay.
A man of means reasonably.
Give me so this is my weekend football betting
okay,
budget.
Your weekend football betting budget is $500. Because you know you're going to do your parlay cards and like that.
Right. I would probably put $150 on it.
Okay.
$150.
Straight up. Which is going to pay you $140 or something.
$150 for them to cover. It's going to, $150 to win to $140, something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. And you're cool with that because you're thinking, I'll probably get $140 there.
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to know.
Yeah.
See, because if I got a $500 budget,
yeah.
$50. If I'm going straight up, I'm not that high on this.
I trust me.
If it their
here's
defense is
where,
horrible.
Yes, but Jeffrey, here's the thing, okay? Their defense is pretty bad. I will give you that. I will grant you that.
We're talking about the New England Patriots.
But hold on. Their defense is pretty bad at the pass. Covering the pass.
Right.
The Denver Broncos and Tim Tebow don't pass very well.
Very often.
Very
and when
well.
They do, they don't do it generally
and
very
game.
Well.
Now, this whole Tebow magic has been the Denver Broncos defense keeping the game close enough.
And Matt
so
Prater
we're in the final,
a lot of 50-yard field goals.
Final 5 minutes, Tebow can get him close enough. He makes a 60-yarder.
Right.
Boom.
Right.
Okay. Trust me. The Patriots are going to score upwards of 30 to 35 points in this football game. The Denver Broncos.
On one of the best defenses in the NFL.
Yes.
On
because
the road
they have not faced
in
an
the
offense
thin air.
This. They have not faced an offense this potent. They're not going to know how to handle both the tight ends, Gronkowski and Hernandez. Then you got to cover Wes Welker. Then you got to cover Deion Branch. Yeah. I'm sorry, Denver. You have a very good defense, and I have been the champion for the defense. Before anybody started saying anything about the Denver Bronco defense, I was like, everybody chill off with Tim Tebow. We all like him, but it's that defense that has been helping the Denver Broncos win games. Now, here come the New England Patriots.
We're running this six-minute offense as well as Jason Garrett does, by the way.
Ouch. That cuts me deep. I'm just saying – New England Patriots win, and they went big, and everybody goes, oh, the Tim Tebow, it has come to an end. Yeah, it has come to an end. Because
I'm not worried about that.
And this is Stephen Renner talking about the
New
England Patriots
here. Buffalo after that. Denver hosts Kansas City after that.
At Buffalo? Buffalo going to play hard. That's not a win.
Yes, it is.
What's the last game?
Versus Kansas City. At home versus Kansas City.
That is their win. That is their
win.
They're
going to win two of the next three.
No, that's
they're going to lose to New England.
Kansas City is the win that gets them into the playoffs.
They're going
to
finish. No, they're going to finish at 10-6.
No, not finish at
10-6. And they'll win the AFC West.
I'm not going to Bills.
Oh, sure they are.
Into Buffalo.
Into Buffalo. Into the
Ralph.
Into the Ralph. I think they play in Denver, freaking Colorado.
Man, has Tebow played in the cold? Tebow comes from Florida where it's sunny and it's beautiful. Okay? Tebow now got going to cold. You think he's going to be good?
You think he's going to suck at home? He's going to suck in Buffalo?
Let's see. I'm looking forward to them playing in the
By the way, since we're running this so well on this hurry-up offense here, the only weather projected for this weekend, there is snow projected in Chicago.
Let's go to that game.
We're a little busy this weekend.
I've yet to go to a game where there's like snow. I want to go to
That's true. I've never been to a game of snow either.
All right.
Hell, I've only
Here we
seen
go.
It snow five
Seriously,
times in my life.
Now it's 2 minute offense. We're going to just go. Ready?
All right.
Must-see games. Dallas at Tampa Bay.
Dallas.
Seattle at Chicago.
Seattle.
Tennessee at Indianapolis.
Tennessee.
Washington, New York Giants.
Giants.
Oh, man. Do I got to say that? You know what? I've got nothing to lose. I've got nothing to lose. Washington for the upset. Washington for the upset.
Fine.
Washington for the upset, people. All right. Carolina, Houston. New York Jets and Philadelphia.
New York Jets.
Jacksonville.
Games important. We got a hit bag up.
Jacksonville, Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Although, man, if Maurice Jones-Drew goes off like he did last week, that's going to be some crazy.
Nah.
Green Bay, Kansas City.
Green Bay.
Cincinnati at St. Louis.
Cincinnati.
Miami
and nap games.
Whoa!
Yours is so much louder than mine.
It is, because I am loud. Miami at Buffalo.
Buffalo.
New Orleans at Minnesota.
New Orleans.
Cleveland at Arizona.
Arizona.
So that means one.
Wow, that was easy.
Two, three.
Three games.
There were going to be four, but you backed out of an easy one
for
me.
Yeah, I changed out of the state from Baltimore.
Oh, man,
San Diego.
The only one. That's the only one that would have made the challenge game.
That's funny.
I don't want to make any of these three the challenge game.
You get to pick one, though. Congratulations. Couldn't be happier for you. Should do Monday night. We should do the game we're at. And little happy monsters or sad monsters have to stay inside their cage because we're in the press box. And we'll be there, and we'll be kicking each other under the table, Steven.
I'm calling an audible right now.
What?
And making a new challenge game. Nope.
Oh, he's making a new challenge game.
Making a challenge game.
Holy crap.
I am.
What, Seattle's going to beat Chicago?
I'm taking Chicago. You got Seattle.
Oh, I don't got.
You said Seattle right now.
Oh, Chicago's that bad. I'm good with that.
Chicago's not that bad.
Chicago is not that bad? I said Chicago is that bad.
Okay.
You said Chicago's not that bad.
They're not that bad. No,
they are that bad.
No.
They are god-awful.
They have excellent defense.
Have you looked at my powerful rankings? Apparently you haven't.
I have not. See, I did not do your powerful rankings last night.
Oh, he's got his daughter doing slave labor now.
Hey, I paid
That's
her.
Awesome.
I paid her 4 hours for 30 minutes work.
4 hours of what?
$4.
Oh, $4. Yeah, see, the problem
here.
So she's
making $8 an hour. That's minimum wage, right?
What teams are we talking about here, Steven?
Chicago.
Okay, and here's what I got to say about Chicago at number 20, falling from 18th. This tailspin is picking up speed and has you ready to plummet to earth and break apart into a million pieces.
And just two spots above them, you have Seattle.
After demonstrating you can dominate inferior teams at home, can you do it on the road?
And I guess you're going to answer that. They're going to answer that question for you.
They're the that is
and that is
they're
why
close enough in my power rankings that generally you would take the lower team that's at home.
All I know is that
two spots removed. But
I love taking picking against Seattle in challenge games because that means that I'm usually going to win. That's what it means.
Is that what it means?
Yes.
Is it? Really?
Yes, really.
Okay, that's what we got. We're out. We're off to lunch, and Steven's not talking to me, so that's cool. Go out, check out my powerful rankings. Make sure you're following us on Facebook and Twitter because, honestly, we're on there probably 5-6 times a day with breaking news and opinions and fun polls and
things
like
that. And
we
ask you guys to give us your opinion on some of the questions that, you know, we say.
We want
what
you
do?
Guys to tell
As
us.
As a matter of fact, you know, one of the questions today was – where we broke the news on defensive coordinator Wade Phillips taking medical leave from Houston. We asked how much worse could things get for this good Texans team. And, you know, there were some very fun comments like, you know, all they need now is their stadium to collapse.
You guys have some witty things to say.
Yes. So come on out. Facebook, we're facebook.com/NFL rants and raves, all spelled out with the word and, A-N-D. And on Twitter, we're NFL R&R. Follow us there, too, because – we occasionally have some stuff to say there as well.
I'm Jeff Ellis.
But now we're gone, Jeffrey, and I guess I'm Steven Miranda.
I guess
I'm kind of my voice.
I know your voice is shot, dude. We have TV on Friday and light schedule tomorrow, though.
Yes,
light just schedule. A fix tomorrow, and we're good. And then just save your voice
but
for
I'm
TV.
But I'm going to see Wicked tonight.
Nuh-uh.
We'll talk at lunch. We're out.